Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Good morning, aloha from Cocoa Beach, Florida. Cold out here today. That's why I have my good warm hot coffee. Good morning, Dan. Aloha to you. So excited. We've got episode 17 done. Shane and I are working on the screen credits today. So excited about that. Be sure and press the share button, everyone, so that we can get this good news of the gospel out to as many people as possible. We're reading from the Catholic Catechism, starting in paragraph 121. I've been reading the commentaries, the ancient commentaries on the scriptures written by the early church fathers. I think I have about a 20-volume set. It takes each book of the Bible and places the commentaries by the early church fathers right in line where the Bible is. And it's really good. I'm going to be taking my study now to go through those 20 volumes, so should be take a little bit of time. But we're starting in Genesis. It's just really amazing to see how the scriptures came to be, how organic they were, how timely they were, and how they speak to us today. So. Hi, Pat. Aloha. Good morning. So we're reading about the Old Testament now. And we're saying the Septuagint is this miraculous book. The Pharaoh in Egypt was building an incredible library in Alexandria that was all burned down. The actual people that invaded and did it. I think it was the Vandals that actually destroyed it. But anyway, he asked the high priest of Israel to send him 70 scholars. Some say it was 72, but most traditions say 70, to come to Alexandria and translate the Hebrew scriptures for him and into Greek. And so 70 scholars came. That's what Septuagint means. It means 70. And they sat and they kept themselves separate. And when they were done, as legend has it, the scriptures that they translated were word for word exactly the same. This is the Bible, this is the Old Testament that you see the New Testament quotes from. So the New Testament in its writings, of course, is in Greek. And it uses the Septuagint when it quotes the Old Testament. So I think that really gives validity to the quality of the Old Testament. And the fact that the Old Testament Septuagint included books such as 1st and 2nd Maccabees and the Book of Sirach and other books like that that Martin Luther chose to delete, I think is unfortunate for our Protestant brothers and sisters, because this is the book that was referenced by the New Testament writers. And so we as Catholics hold closely to the Septuagint. So let's read a little bit more about it. The Old Testament, hey Jerry, good morning, aloha, hi Martha. The Old Testament is an indispensable part of sacred scripture. Its books are divinely inspired and retain a permanent value. For the Old Covenant has never been revoked. For the Old Covenant has never been revoked. Indeed, the economy of the Old Testament was deliberately so oriented that it should prepare for and declare in prophecy the coming of Christ, the Redeemer of all men. Hey, Ted, good morning, Tony. Even though they contain matters imperfect and provisional. So, in other words, in the Old Testament, we see the journey towards the New Testament, but some of the things that we see there, for example, when the Holy Spirit told Peter to take and eat, things that the Old Testament had called unclean, they were provisional and imperfect, but they were bringing the Hebrew nation, in fact the whole world, on a journey towards the fullness of understanding, fullness of faith. The books of the Old Testament bear witness to the whole divine pedagogy of God's saving love. So what is pedagogy? That just means journey, the story of God's love. These writings are a storehouse of sublime teaching on God and of sound wisdom on human life, as well as wonderful treasury of prayers. In them, too, the mystery of our salvation is present in a hidden way. It's just so powerful. The Old Testament, especially where it says, in the beginning, God spoke the universe into creation. There's no other religion that teaches that something came from nothing, that God didn't somehow shape the earth. As the Masons would say, he's the great architect. No, he's not an architect. Architects take things and make them into other things. He's the creator. He took something, he made something out of nothing. It's only the Hebrew nation that speaks like that. And you also think about when Moses asked God, who are you? And he said, I am who am. I'm Yahweh. I am who am, or I am what I am. I am who I am. I am that I am. Meaning that God is existence and he is essence. He didn't go get that from someone. He is that. He is existence and he's also essence. It's the Hebrew scriptures are so deeply profound from a philosophical, anthropological point of view. So deeply profound. And you compare that to the religions of the time, of the pantheon of the soap operas of the Roman and Greek gods, or the Egyptian gods, or the Baal worship, of the Canaanites. What a contrast the Hebrew God is, because he is God. Christians venerate the Old Testament as true word of God. The church has always vigorously opposed the idea of rejecting the Old Testament under the pretext that the New has rendered it void. There is a heresy called Marcionism that rejected the Old Testament God and the Old Testament scriptures. And Christians have always rejected that, and the church has always rejected that. You're going to Colorado Springs. Great, Ted. Hopefully get to see your son maybe tomorrow morning on the ocean sunrise. By the way, don't forget to press the share button right now. It'd be really cool. I got to let you guys know that I'm looking at the final version of episode 17 right now that Shane sent me last night. And we're working on the credits today. So anyone who's a Patreon donor at the $20 level or above should expect to get to see episode 1 of season 3. I can't promise you, but I think any day now, probably before the end of the week. So we're excited about making that first step into the next 6 seasons, the season 3, when we ride up to New Jersey. The New Testament, the Word of God, which is, this is again, from Dei Verbum, and the Word of God, the announcement of Vatican II. The Word of God, which is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, is set forth and displays its power in a most wonderful way in the writings of the New Testament, which hand on the ultimate truth of God's revelation. The central object is Jesus Christ, God's incarnate Son, his acts, teachings, passion, and glorification, and his church's beginning under the Spirit's guidance. And so the one thing that came big out of Vatican II was the centricity of Jesus Christ. Not getting all off on all different tangents, but just knowing that the centricity of salvation, our focus needs to be in Jesus Christ. The Gospels are the heart of all the scriptures, the 4 Gospels, because they are our principal source for the life and teaching of who? Of Jesus, the incarnate Word, our Savior. We can distinguish 3 stages in the formation of the Gospels. There's the life and teaching of Jesus, the oral tradition, and the written Gospels. The Church holds firmly that the 4 Gospels, whose historicity she unhesitatingly affirms, faithfully hand on what Jesus, the Son of God, while he lived among men, really did and taught for their eternal salvation until the day that he was taken up. So there's nothing in there that's mythological like so many of the modernist theologians want to say. It's almost like anything in Scripture that would involve God doing something miraculously, they disdain. I've read a lot of history. I've read Josephus. I've read Josephus quoting other historians and there's other references to Jesus Christ in other historical volumes other than more of a chronological nature, other than, I mean, I guess more of a almost governmental nature, other than what is written in Scripture. We know that there was a man, Christus, Jesus Christ, who existed in Nazareth, who was a miracle worker and who died on the cross and who it is said was risen from the dead. There are sources outside of Scriptures that say that from historians of current to his day, documents current to his day, that there was a man sacrificed under Pontius Pilate, current to that day. So we know that there is a historical Jesus, that he really did the things that we read about in Scripture. The oral tradition, for after the ascension of the Lord, the apostles handed on to their hearers. Remember, even Paul said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So before the Gospels were written down, when Luke was still a physician hanging out with Paul, when Mark was hanging out with Peter, before the Gospels were written down, there was the oral tradition that was in the tradition in those days too, because there was no TV, there wasn't a lot of ability to write on it. There wasn't a lot of paper, as you know, papyrus scrolls to write on. People would memorize things. That was what they would do in the evening by the campfire or by around the dinner table. They'd memorize, and among one of the things they memorized Old Testament scriptures, but they learned to memorize word for word what Jesus said. And it's like when you're singing a song, how often have you been singing a song and you've got one of the words wrong and you never knew it, and then someone says, that's not what that word is supposed to be. That's not what the word is actually this, not that. And you go, oh my gosh, all this time I've been singing it wrong. That's the way people would spell check each other when it came to memorizing stories. The stories would be memorized word for word and passed down. And if for some reason you got it wrong, someone would source check you on Google and say, hey man, you got it wrong. This is actually the words. And so the ability to memorize a word for word and pass on oral tradition was a big thing. And that is why the Catholic Church still holds to that oral tradition, not all of it, which was written down. That's why we value tradition with a capital T. As Paul said, that which I've written to you and that which I've spoken to you, hold fast to the traditions I've given you. For after the ascension of the Lord, the apostles handed on to their hearers what he had said and done, but with the fuller understanding which they instructed by the glorious events of Christ and enlightened by the Spirit of truth now enjoyed. Good morning, Ray. And then there came the written Gospels. The sacred authors, in writing the four Gospels, selected certain of the many elements which had been handed on. Hey, Pat, good to see you. Either orally or already in written form. Others, they synthesized or explained with an eye to the situation of the churches they were writing to, while sustaining the form of preaching that always in such a fashion that they have told us the honest truth about Jesus. So I'll let you think about that. Enjoy the sunrise a little bit. Again, I want to remind you to press the share button. I got to tell you guys, this is kind of a big day today. We got episode 17 done. The first episode of season 3 is done. And I keep telling you, if you're a Patreon donor, then you can receive the episode this week instead of waiting until September for the whole season to come out on EWTN. But I always forget to tell you where to do that. You can go to patreon.com/Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure, and you can make that $20 or above donation. I know Ted Scarpino is a donor, so you'll be getting yours soon. In fact, Ted, anyone who's a donor is also listed on the credits. So, and what I'm trying to say is you can go to deepadventure.com and you can kind of find, you can find your way there. There's links to patreon.com also, but patreon.com/patreon.com/bearwasp deep adventure. If you give it a $20 above level, you get, you'll be getting that episode now instead of waiting until September of Long Ride Home. And also, and by the way, it's a great episode. And also, you get my video version of the radio show released to you months early. So thank you for your donations. We desperately need your help. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hey, Elizabeth. Aloha.
Hey, man. I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.